Welcome to the EMAS Menopause in the Workplace podcast, a special series celebrating World Menopause and Work Day held every year on September 7. This Global Awareness Day was launched by the European Menopause and Andropause Society in 2021, following the publication of our Global Consensus Recommendations on Menopause in the Workplace, to spark conversation and action around an issue that affects millions, yet is still too often overlooked. I'm Professor Petra Stute, President of EMAS. And here's what we know. Menopause impacts work, and work impacts menopause. But too often, no one's talking about it. In this episode, Menopause in the Workplace, a Policy Perspective from the EU, we hear from Professor Ludwig Kiesel, EMAS board member and a leader in reproductive and midlife health across Europe. Drawing from his participation in a recent EU Commission policy meeting in Brussels, Professor Kiesel reflects on how menopause is finally gaining traction at the highest levels of public discourse. His message is a call to action for healthcare providers, employers, and policymakers alike. If we want to close the global women's health gap, menopause must be on the agenda.
Hello, friends. Hello, dear colleagues. I'm delighted to be able to present you my informations I gathered from a policy-making meeting with the EU in Brussels. And it is on the mainly looking at menopause and what is its relevance for the workplace. And there is a growing awareness. But the question is why we would like to talk about this topic and why is it something which is so important even for policymakers? Now, I personally work in a hospital which has 12,000 employees. And most of them are actually women. And of course, in healthcare, you need a lot of experience, a lot of expertise. So these are often also mature women who are in their menopausal period, and they have specific needs. And there is a growing awareness for women's health in general. So the EU understands that in many countries, the problems are very similar. So we have basically two aspects to the whole thing. And looking at the workplace is, of course, the working at the certain places where you have to perform well. So this is also some implications for economics. But at the same time, you have also a very personal issue of each individual woman looking at the quality of life, but also at how they perform in private matters with families, etc. So it's quite complex and there is interfering things, but also on the other hand, it's something women may not like to talk about. So we have to have some awareness, and I am very glad to say that worldwide there is a growing awareness, and that's why EU decided actually to make more effort, to make more investment, to make more policies in order to help to close the global women's health gap. Now, this expression is actually taken from a meeting which is annually in Davos, and where the topic menopause was one out of three major topics in economical context worldwide. So menopause is really put on a very high level now. So EU policymakers have gathered and would like to have some information how to provide help, not only to women, but also to the workplace for all the employers as well. So my interest in menopause has been for many years, and I have been involved in different parts. So I used to be chair of our department with all the menopausal problems, but also surgery, etc. And now I'm involved in many societies worldwide, and the problems are actually quite large, and much of it is not solved yet. So I can tell you that I was really amazed how much interest there is in EU and in the EU Commission to help women, which has not been done previously. So it is quite surprising. It's a novelty for me to be invited to the EU Commission to tell the politicians and all the interest groups what the problems are and how we could solve it. So it was a kind of a gathering of different specialties and different areas within politics and social workers, as well as interest groups. And so my share was to tell the major changes women feel and actually experience, and how this actually will affect workplace. And there is quite tremendous effect, and but nobody actually generally takes care of that problem. So we need to have some general ideas. And I think it's wonderful that the EU will present a multinational task force in order to deal with that problem. So at that meeting, the major, I think, changes in the perspective of politicians was that they understood that menopausal changes are very complex. So it is not just what one simple change in women, which is just a few hot flashes per day and that's it, but there is a whole life-changing events, and this interferes with work. So policymakers have to support actually employees but also employers, how they can make sure that women can perform their work just as they used to do it before. Now, the point is that women has to understand what menopausal changes are, and we need a lot of education. So it's not just enough to say, well, we need some help, but we have to educate on both sides. It needs to be actually a trilateral. It's the patients or the women, and also the employers have to understand it, but also healthcare providers. They have to know more about these kind of complex issues in order to help women with their understanding how they should deal with these problems in life and as well as in workplace. So what we decided needs to be done in this EU policy, which I think all these politicians have taken very seriously, that they have to bring it to a level where they can provide some important input into the medical education of doctors. It has to be has to have a much larger place in the education, and it has to be taken much more seriously as a matter with complex issues. And this is supported by financial support of research, which needs to be done in order to understand what is actually happening in real life. And there are not enough data to understand all these problems. So I think there is a positive momentum with these discussions. And there was a paper produced after this meeting. And I was amazed how well-defined these individual problems were, and also the comments of the politicians, and was added into here. So I'm quite happy to say that I am certain that there will be some changes, especially because also other issues of women's healthcare has been pushed forward to gain more awareness. I've been involved in endometriosis and other kind of female problems and disease, and we achieved a lot of awareness with politicians nationally, and now it's internationally. And I'm very certain that this will be very helpful, And I would like to raise even more awareness, and that's why the European Menopause and Andrology Society is really pushing forward to give more education, to give more awareness, and support all those people who are interested. And this will be successful if policymakers provide, of course, funding to achieve all this. And I think what it has to be pushed forward many, many times, so we get access to a lot of people. And I am certain that societies, the scientific societies, as well as other societies, have understood that this is an important issue within women's health. And it has a lot of relevance to economics, but also to quality of life. And I'm looking forward to further informations we can provide to you from other podcasts. And I'm happy that we have EMAS to support this.
Thanks for listening. If you enjoyed this episode, don't keep it to yourself. Share it with a colleague, a friend, or someone in your workplace who might need to hear it. To discover more about menopause at work and how to take action, visit emas-online.org and explore our resources, events, and education tools. Let's keep the conversation going.